All right.
All right, so we're live here with Julian, live from the winter meetings in Nashville. Julian, how's it going? I know that you were at the Scott Boras presser. Let's start with that, being that Soto is, the deal is delayed due to medicals, we're hearing, per John Heyman. So while that deal gets done, let's talk a little more about the Scott Boras presser. Let's discuss the Rule 5 draft. Let's get the show started.
Yeah, Boras was great again. Like last year, he had his metaphors going. He was talking about the bird feeder for the Blue Jays and Matt Chapman. That was a pretty funny one. He was talking about Bellinger's, like the Harper and Seager, because they're going to get better as they get older, kind of, and they had MVPs, a little Corey and win one. But the main thing about Soto that was cool that we put out was that he said, like, it was like Judge's rookie season, what Soto's doing right now at 24, basically. He's younger than Adley Rutschman. He's one of the best players ever so far for that age of 24. He's in the class of like Ted Williams and a few other people, and he's just a special talent. And the fact the Yankees are on the verge of getting this done is really cool. And if it happens today, it would be a really great winter meetings and a great moment for everyone. The Yankees fans at home, everyone's feeling this, like from Nashville all the way home, you know, out to the West in San Diego, are going to feel the loss, but they're going to gain a lot of nice arms too. It's really a crazy situation. We thought the meetings were dead, and now we got some heat. Verdugo spiced up a little bit, controversial, but it's something. So that kind of got the ball rolling a little bit. And now we're really going. We're full speed ahead.
Sorry, let's back up there. What was your question to Scott Boras?
I asked Scotty about Soto, like how special of a talent he is compared to other guys he's had. And then he's like basically describes how he was in the class of his own for his age. All the things he's been able to do at 24. Like he brought up how he was a World Series champion and just all the stuff he's done and how great he's been as a hitter and everything. And he just gets on base. And we love guys that get on base. It's on base is 421. His OPS is like 950, I think, for his career. I think he's played 6 years because this is the free agent year. So this is around that sixth spot, I believe. So it's going to be something when this thing gets done. We're all ready.
Moneyball, baby. OBP.
Yeah. We don't need batting average, though. His batting average is decent, too.
That's awesome. I also heard someone asked about an extension.
Yeah, it seems that there's a better chance of pigs flying than Juan Soto getting an extension before the season ends. Boras shot that down immediately. He's going to try to do what Aaron Judge did, go out there for a crazy year and try to make Ohtani money in the offseason. So he's going to be looking at $500 million probably, especially for his age. He's going to get 12-plus years. So the Yankees need to be ready to like double down on this. Not only are you going to make this investment for this year, you're going to invest in the long term because you can't just get him for a year and let him leave after giving up all this pitching we're about to forfeit right now. And the Yankees don't let stars go in the most situations. So it shouldn't be an exception at all.
Yeah, so the rumors are, we don't know 100% the deal, but it sounds like King and Thorpe for sure are moving.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on that? I was okay with King leaving. Honestly, I preferred Clark over King, if we're being real.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Clark survived. I thought Clark was going to be a person that was going to go, but I'm happy he gets to stick around. Mike King, I mean, it's going to be tough to see him go. Drew Thorpe, we loved his head. Looks like Chase Hampton could possibly survive. Our buddies Johnny Brito and Vasquez look like they're going, at least one of them. Brito, maybe not. Vasquez looks almost to be a certainty. And then you brought up about Ben Rice is valid, or Higgy. Some catchers going to them, too. They need catching depth. So Gary's not there. They want to get a backup catcher. So
Sounds like the Padres definitely want a catcher. Sherman reported possibly Rice or Higgy in that deal. The Padres did show some interest in Rice. We heard that from our buddy Gav.
Yeah, Frame Fryer. Let's get it.
Yeah, he actually leaked the deal 4 days ago to me. He was on it, man. He's on it.
Yeah, he's been good.
Okay, so next topic of discussion. Let's see. We have Scott Boras. Yankees are willing to go over 300 mil to get Yamamoto.
That's huge. I love this to death, especially if you're going to give up all that pitching. You got to go get someone to replace the guys. And who's better than Yamamoto? I would take him over Blake Snell right now. I think the Yankees want to fall back to Snell maybe, but it seems like Yamamoto or bust. Really likes the Yankees culture. They might not have the money the Mets or Dodgers will come up with, but maybe they could bridge the gap. So hopefully he buys in. If he sees him get Juan Soto, he's going to know something special is brewing here. He's going to want to be a part of that, I think. I mean, the Yankees are in a much better spot to win the Mets. So if the guy wants to win, he'll definitely choose the Yankees over the Mets for a few US dollars. And with the Dodgers, if they get Ohtani, it's going to be tough. I don't know if the Dodgers will pay that bankroll for both players, but that's a really tempting thing for him to do, to go play with Ohtani in L.A. So it's going to be a tough bidding war for Yamamoto. It could be close to $300 million when you put in the posting fee.
Yeah, I'm happy that Hal is willing to go over. We were hearing a lot of discussions about Yankees wanting to remain
time to go over.
Yeah, let's do it.
Skyrocket. Enough losing. It's been 15 years since you've appeared in the World Series. Be the Yankees, spend the money, and get back. Get yourselves relevant again. It's been enough.
So their sources are saying that the Dodgers are meeting with Shohei Ohtani at Dodger Stadium on Friday. So the team store was closed down and the ballpark tour were canceled. Oh, they were set to meet. Ooh, I see.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm just checking here what's going on. John Heyman, today's slate. I'm just looking to see if any other moves. Kimbrel on the move. Orioles agreed. Orioles right-hand pitcher Craig Kimbrel agreed to a one-year deal with an option for 2025. Let's see what else is happening. Yamamoto, he will reportedly meet with the Yankees on Monday.
Nice, nice, nice. So hopefully you get Soto done, then you get Yamamoto together. Although Soto comes before Yamamoto in this sequence, most likely. And then we get our nice Christmas gifts there. So
if we get Yamamoto, we already have Soto. We have, I still think we need more offense. I think that it's not enough for Soto and this kid Verdugo.
I think, and the problem is you're going to bring Trent Grisham in here too, who's another fourth outfielder. So, like,
yes.
I don't know exactly how this is going to look offensively still. It's going to be way better because you have Soto. Verdugo could at least balance the lineup a little bit. He doesn't strike out too much. His power is limited. But it's going to be an awkward fit for him, especially in the beginning. I don't know really what to expect with that. But they need, and their infield seems like it's set. So I don't know where the other bat's going to come from, unfortunately. Although I do agree we need someone else. I just don't know where that person's coming from. I think it's going to have to be someone internally stepping up, like a prospect or something. Like maybe Austin Wells takes off and we get more offense from our catching. Like something like Volpe takes the leap year too. Can Giancarlo not be a corpse this year and actually do something productive?
Can our veterans step up?
Yes, can Rizzo's brain not get messed up, hopefully, and he's fully good.
And Stanton and Rizzo, they both need to step it up.
I mean, all right, whatever he can do, at least put the ball in play and hit for a little more pop and hopefully Peraza too. So that about covers that. We got to wait on Dominguez, so... the outfield at least have depth, I guess, when this is all said and done. Better than it was last year, a lot better, especially with Soto.
Okay. About Verdugo. Initially, everyone was like, oh, let's flip him. We already know that's not happening. We're not keeping Verdugo. Yeah, we're keeping him. So let's see how he pans out in New York.
Yeah.
As far as the reports that, you know, we've read up on him regarding his tardiness, regarding his not hustling, he's getting benched. I don't see how Judge is going to allow that.
Yeah, I mean, at least they should get the kid in line if he's going to come through. And he's going to have to shave his stupid beard, too.
Yeah.
And he has those ridiculous grills. Like, he's just not a Yankee material.
What I hate, though, is that Cashman, this is another example of Cashman wanting to take a poor player and to
turn him into something.
Yeah, fix him. And
they want to try to play him at a position, too. He's not a center fielder, so you're going to have another experiment in center field until Dominguez gets ready. Like, maybe Everson or Florial can grab some reps, but if Grisham's coming in, Florial and Everson are in trouble, too. What are they going to do?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe one of them goes too.
All right. Are you hearing me? Because you keep interrupting me. Are you hearing me good?
Yeah, it seems to be okay.
Next topic, Rule 5 draft. Let's go there.
What were your impressions? I saw you wrote about Sowers and Gasper being tough losses. I think those are tough too, especially.
Yeah, well, as you know, I write for the Somerset Patriots, and I write about these guys, so I get to know them, get to know the player in, you know, out of the field as well, and their families. So Gasper's family is very nice. He was a great player offensively and defensively. He played all of the infield, catcher, first base, second base. He did well for Somerset, and Sauer played phenomenal. He was one of the top prospects. I'm not shocked that he was picked. What I am shocked about is that Barclay wasn't picked.
I'm happy he made it. I didn't think he would either.
Yeah. So Barclay made it. We lost quite a few arms. I'll just name them out. And if you have anything to say about each of these guys, go ahead. So we already talked about Sauer, Mitch Spence.
Yeah, he was close with Boyle. That's a tough loss. He was a good innings either.
We lost him to the A's. Next is Carson Coleman. He pitched a no-hitter for the Somerset Patriots last season, I should say. He was selected by the Rangers.
Yeah, he's Tommy John. Hopefully he makes it back with them.
Catcher infielder Mickey Gasper, we talked about. He was selected by Boston.
Cringe. We're getting all our prospects. A rough 2 days for our boys in Somerset going to Bean.
Yeah. Next.
Don't like that too much.
Next is Gabriel Barbosa. This guy, we posted him on Dugout, and that post took off. He has a big fan base in Brazil. He's a Brazilian player.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah, he was was selected from the Colorado Rockies.
All right, let's get it. Let's see what this kid can do.
Yeah, let's go. next player we lost, Eric Wagaman. He was a first baseman. We lost him to the Angels.
He had a big walk-off grand slam or game-winning homer this year, and he went down with injury. So hopefully, he gets a nice shot with Anaheim.
Yeah. Next is a right-hand pitcher, Kirvin Castro from the Astros. So welcome. We selected him from the Astros.
Yeah, and he actually pitched in MLB a little bit, I think, with the Giants and the little Tigers. Only 21 innings, though, so I don't really know what to expect. I'm happy Barclay survived. I'm happy Santa survived. Of course, Sean Boyle, shout out our boy Boyle. He survived, so that was cool. Dunham, Polanski. So it wasn't too bad. I thought it could have been worse.
We lost Michael Gomez, right-hand pitcher, to the Rays, and infielder Marcos Cabrera to the Pirates.
Yeah, nothing too bad towards the end, I don't think. I will see what happens. And our roster is now at 39, which is interesting. And we know it's going to open up more once this trade goes down, because you're going to lose three players most likely. So you'll be at like 36-ish, and then you can add those bullpen pieces, maybe Montas, Umemoto, and then like one other bench piece somewhere maybe.
Yeah. Okay. Next topic. Do you have anything else to say about the Rule 5 draft?
No, I think it's good, honestly.
Okay, cool. All right. So welcome to the new guys and to our old friends. We wish you good luck.
I'm going to say, let's get Soto. Here we go. Soto. It's good. The time's got to be soon. We're waiting.
All right. Next topic. Frankie Montas.
Yankees are interested, and I think it would be a good move if we get him now. I mean, we're giving up all these pitchers.
So what are your thoughts on Montas?
Yeah, I'm in. We've been saying that. Let's get him back. He could be our five now. You get Yamamoto in there too. And you could fill out the rotation fine if you lose King and you lose some of the other guys. So let's say Montas, Yamamoto, Cortez, Schmidt, and Rodon and Cole. There's six. I mean, that works.
Sounds good. Let's see. Hulk just tweeted. Hold up.
When we got.
Okay. No, it's nothing. So it looks like the Soto deal from Andy Martino, Jack Curry on the trade. Kink, Thorpe, Brito, Vasquez, Higgy would go to the Padres once it's done. So we have our guys that are leaving us. Again, Kink, Thorpe, Brito, Vasquez, Higgy would go to the Padres once the deal is done, as reported by Jack Curry. I'm going to end this live now, and we will just post all of our updates on our platforms. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Subscribe to our channel, guys. Thank you for watching.